I mean, cracked out. The guy's got issues. Yep. Used to be a big fan of Conor McGregor, like back in the day. And now two YouTubers are laughing at this washed up, cracked out fighter who's unhinged. And there's no truth in what he's saying.
Yeah, but Conor McGregor. Now, we're not going to be talking about him spitting at the guy.
The fall from grace of Conor McGregor is really sad.
We're going to be talking about something much more serious.
Two YouTubers like laughed in his face, like used to be one of the baddest men on the planet.
I want to ask you all a question and leave your answers in the comments below. Do you think if an Irish man, for example, like Jono Carroll, was Jewish and he was up close praying at the wall, would Conor McGregor dare to call him or any Jewish person praying at the Wailing Wall a wall licker? Would Conor McGregor dare call Jesus, who according to the Bible, Matthew 26, 39, fell on his face and prayed to God?
You fall on your face like this. I'm going to demonstrate. This is how you fall on your face, right? This is how you fall on your face. Your face has to touch the ground. This is what we call in Islam, sajda.
Would he call Jesus a carpet licker? Now, for those that don't know what's going on with Conor McGregor again, let's get into the story.
Yes, especially now I'm Muslim. Inshallah, I got extra powers in this lifetime.
It all started when a famous Irish boxer, Jono Carroll, accepted Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation.
Experience this for the very first time. Inshallah, I hear many more poems. This is just such a powerful place. The energy is like electrifying. Sweating, just walking around this place, and it's half three, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. So beautiful, looking around the people out here.
Appreciating the little things in life, how beautiful a date can taste. And looking around the army brothers, eating, everyone's happy and just enjoying life. It's crazy the amount of food that will be consumed in this next hour by all the Muslims around the world. Alhamdulillah.
The 32-year-old Jono had previously described his conversion to Islam as a long time coming. So now, what does Conor McGregor say to a man who found the purpose of life, who's actually praying to God the exact same way that Jesus prayed to God? So what does Conor McGregor go and do? He goes and calls him a carpet licker. This is a very disrespectful, hate-filled, Islamophobic comment. Jono Carroll went on to respond to Conor McGregor saying he should be ashamed of himself. And we agree, as this was a man he once looked up to. He said, Jono, who accepted Islam, imagine someone you looked up to as a kid, like Conor McGregor, calling you a carpet licker because I put my head to the ground every day speaking to God. Jono, who accepted Islam, the Irishman, said, this fella should be ashamed of himself. Islam has made me a better man all around. I just hope he finds peace like I have someday, inshallah, God willing. He goes on to say, the thing is, I already forgive you and I pray for you and your family, mate, inshallah, God willing. You find your way someday. You need rehab, bro.
I mean, cracked out. The guy's got issues.
Yeah,
dude.
What?
And now two YouTubers are laughing at this washed up, cracked out fighter.
If not for yourself, do it for your family, please. Now, I want to say that Irish people are good people. I love the Irish people. Recently, you also had Habib make this clear as they stood firm in their support with the oppressed Palestinians.
Don't forget, Ireland is the biggest supporter in the world for Palestine. Don't forget about this. We love you guys. You, your government, everybody. Support our brother in Palestine. We love you guys. I just want to let you know. Thank you so much, Paul.
I guess Conor really doesn't know the history between the Muslims and the Irish people. I always think about the potato famine. Let's have a look.
Did you know that a 23-year-old sultan of the Ottoman Empire helped save the people of Ireland? In 1845, a disease spread through all the farms in Ireland, killing all their crops, especially their potatoes. This led to what is now known as the Great Potato Famine. Over 1 million people died due to starvation and disease. It's important to note that the main source of food for the Irish people at that time was potatoes. The British occupation of Ireland at that time forced them to ship out all their meat and vegetables to England, leaving them to starve. Sultan Abdul Majid tried to aid by donating £10,000, which was rejected as it was seen as offensive to donate more than Queen Victoria, who offered £2,000. Instead, he filled ships with food and medicine, then sailed them to Ireland, sneaking past the British who blocked their ports. The ships ended up in a small town called Drogheda. They still have a plaque to thank the people of Turkey.
So who does Conor McGregor represent with this hate-filled, disrespectful, Islamophobic comment? Well, for sure, it's not the good Irish people. I think Yono knows his situation well. As he stated to Conor, you need rehab, bro.
Anything, because he's not working. He's not doing anything except drugs. He's just not. I'm sorry. Like,
dude, I mean, dude, you,
YouTubers like laughed in his face. Like, used to be one of the baddest men on the planet.
And this is true. Conor needs help. All the fame, money, women, material things is not getting him what Yono now has. And that's that peace, contentment, purpose in life. As this is what Islam, submission to God, gives a person. This is what Conor doesn't have. That's why he's an alcoholic, on drugs, from one party to the next, chasing your desires, never satisfied, never at peace, because there's always going to be a void in a person's heart that those things can never, ever fill. Conor McGregor and those who follow his way, they need God. They need to turn to their creator. And not that fake version. I'm not talking about where he went from saying he's God to all of a sudden now wearing a cross. He's a Christian in the club, taking advantage of women in the bathrooms in the club. This is all fake. You know, God, the Almighty, sent prophets and messengers, and they all called their people to submit their will to the will of God. In one word, this is Islam. You see, Abraham, for example, Moses, Jesus, and the last and final message sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. They came with wonders and miracles and signs, and the living miracle that we have today is the Quran. That's why Yono Koro looked into the Quran, into Islam, and he found that the evidence was all there to prove that Islam is definitely the truth from the Creator, God Almighty. In Arabic, we say Allah. In Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, Allah. And if I'm not mistaken, the Irish people, they also called Jesus by the name Isa, who we reveal as one of the greatest messengers who called his people to not worship himself as a god or a literal son of God, because God doesn't have sons and daughters and kids, little baby gods. No, we're all servants, metaphorically. You can use that statement, but not literally. And that's all Conor and anyone else looking for the truth has to do. To find it, the truth, is to ask the Creator alone for guidance, sincerely from your heart. Now, I'm going to leave you with this same question. Do you think Conor McGregor would have gotten away with calling this any famous Jewish man praying at the Wailing Wall a wall licker, the same way now he called this Muslim man, this Irish Muslim man, a carpet licker, not only insulting him, but every Muslim walking the earth, the 2 billion worldwide. In the same way, right now, Trump actually put a hate task force to combat anti-Semitism. I think this is more anti-Semitic when you go after Muslims, because a great number of Muslims are Semitic. And we would never disrespect a person for practicing Judaism or Christianity. Our religion teaches us better. But imagine now someone in such a high status like Conor McGregor, what does that do? What kind of bullying does that promote? Now you put young kids in harm's way because they look up to Conor and he calls someone a carpet licker. And then in the schools, you'll see Muslims who go ahead and start praying like Jesus prayed. And then the Muslim, what does the Muslim expect from a Conor McGregor fan? He's going to go ahead and start to bully the young boys, the young kids who are also praying like Jesus prayed, as Muslims pray, at this Irishman who just accepted Islam prays. So the same way he would not be able to get away with that, insulting the Jewish people for praying at that wall, the Wailing Wall, calling them wall lickers, Muslim organizations, this is where you step up, CARE and other organizations, and not the same way they would not let someone like him get away with saying what he said about their community, we should not at all. That's why I'm doing my part, speaking out against it, because these are very influential people and they need to think 10, 20, 30 times before they make such hate-filled, disrespectful, Islamophobic comments that can potentially put Muslims in danger. So go ahead and think about that. Leave your answer in the comments below. And to get your free Quran, go to find out for yourself what Muslims are about, to find out if this is indeed the truth, a message to you from your creator, go to thedeanshow.com. This is my gift to you. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed, hit that notification bell, like the video so it can get out to more people and we can get this message to the world and hopefully to Conor McGregor also so he can think better and maybe he'll even follow the advice. Now he'll be in a better position than he is today and follow the way of his comrade, of his Irishman who actually did the courageous thing, did the right thing, and found the truth and is living it. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.